Radio Business Report. Radio News.
Good morning. Bob DiCarlo here with your back-to-work edition of the RBR Morning E-Paper for Monday, June 7th. The Consumer Electronics Association calls on the FCC to support satellite radio on localized programming. We've got all the details on that development and more, so sit back, scroll down, read, learn, and make money, period, as we get on with today's hot one.
RBR Radio News.
Seems XM Satellite Radio isn't the only group petitioning the commission to let the satellite services offer localized programming. The Consumer Electronics Association Friday called on the FCC to support the new services being offered by XM and Sirius and reject a request from the NAB to ban them giving localized weather and traffic information. Within a week, three top executives of companies controlled by Sumner Redstone have decided that they'd had all they could take and resigned. First, it was Mel Karmazin, then Jonathan Dolgan, both at Viacom. Then on Friday came word that the chairman of the board of the directors at Midway Games, where Redstone recently acquired majority control, has also left the building. Responding to questions from CNN, a spokesperson for the Armed Forces Radio and Television Service said that it would continue airing 1 hour of the Rush Limbaugh show in Iraq. Carrying the show has been questioned due to some of Limbaugh's comments concerning the prison scandal.
RBR, Media, Markets, and Money.
Pittman Sherman Group strikes again. They used to call themselves Pilot Radio Acquisition Corporation. Now they say they're going by 00 Radio Corporation. They are Bob Pittman and Bob Sherman. And they're getting into their second radio market, grabbing a construction permit just outside of Columbia, South Carolina.
RBR, AdBiz.
Maybe Mel was right. CBS is ahead of the other networks in securing cost per thousand increases for the next broadcast season. The upfront will likely close early next week, with total spending during network primetime programs flat to slightly lower than last year. NBC added price increases of up to 8%, followed closely by Fox at about 7%. ABC lagged with 5 to 6% increases after it struggled this season with ratings. Over in television with RBR's sister morning e-paper, TVBR.
TV News.
Here is what's happening. Which system will give cable and satellite a run for their money? The Broadcasters Initiative is still signing up TV groups, but USDTV is already up and running. After almost 5 years, Comedy Central EVP GM Bill Hillary is leaving the building. The Television Critics Association has given Fox's Arrested Development 5 nominations in its annual awards competition. You can get full details on these stories and a lot more in today's TVBR. And finally, good radio executives are really hard to find. So if you're still searching, contact Kathy Carnegie at RBR. She'll show you how to place your career opening with RBR and TVBR, and we're going to do an outstanding audio ad for you. So use today's technology and call Kathy today. That's our back-to-work edition of the RBR Daily E-Paper for this Monday morning. Have yourself a great day, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Radio Business Report. First, fast, accurate, and independently owned.